James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those from whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
John Maxwell tells a great story from the life of George Washington. Washington illustrated the power of servant leadership. One day during the American Revolutionary War, George Washington rode up to a group of soldiers trying to raise a beam to a high position. The corporal who was overseeing the work kept shouting words of encouragement, but they couldn't manage to do it. After watching their lack of success, Washington asked the corporal why he didn't join in and help. The corporal replied quickly, "Do you realize that I am the corporal?" Washington very politely replied, "I beg your pardon, Mr. Corporal, I did." Washington dismounted his horse and went to work with the soldiers until the beam was put into place, wiping the perspiration from his face. He said, "If you should need help again, call on Washington, your commander in chief, and I will come." These are, you see, the founders of this great nation, a role model to be followed by each one of us. Servant leadership is not just words we type on a corporal value statement. It is action. It is the humility to actually serve alongside the people who signed up to serve us. It is a gratitude to serve people who sacrifice day in and day out. And it is a generosity of spirit to serve those who have nothing to offer to us. The gospel of today tells us what servant leadership means. These two great first disciples of Jesus, they asked, you see, to Jesus, their leader, their master, grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. The sons of Zebedee, John and James, were so ambitious waiting for the triumphant day of this worldly great king and to be his chief ministers and his kingdom. Not only these two were ambitious, but the other apostles too. When they heard the question of the two, they were indignant. Who are you to ask this in front of us? Why did they ask such question? If they take the first place, what about us? I think all of us want to be the first and to take the first place. I don't think there is wrong with that, but how to get it is very important. We are, you see, equal of them. Who of us wants not to be first? You see how we are ambitious to get the first place. In the kingdom of the world, the standard of greatness is power. You see, think all of those who try and work day and night for money. They don't do it just to make money, but for power. For power. The test is, how many people does a man control? How many people can he impose his will? This is a great temptation. Not to obey, but to command. But Jesus' way is not this. Yes, he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But he never imposes his power on anyone. He is God. He knows all. Always he proposes and waits the free answer, the free response. Jesus reversed the cultural policy and ideology of the world. The standard of the greatness is no more the power, but service. Greatness consists not in reducing other men to one's service, but in reducing oneself to their service. The test was not what service can I extract, but what service can I give. But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" Here the metaphor of cup and baptism means suffering. The word baptism in Greek means to dip, to submerge it. We say submerge it in death, submerge it in drink. Here it means submerge it in sorrow, of which the apostles would understand later. In fact, when they have been filled by the Holy Spirit, They shed their blood serving Jesus in their brothers. Yes. At that time they said, yes, we can. Can you drink? Can you baptize it? Yes, we can. Yes. After later, they did it because they understand what leadership, servant leadership means. Jesus took them apart and told them the new way to greatness, saying, and Jesus called them to him and said to them, you know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them, but it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is Jesus, our Lord, our teacher, who showed us in action and word what to be a servant leadership. And he invites us. The question is, to serve whom? Very important. The life of Jesus is an untiring service to all men in all things, helping them materially, healing them, teaching them, consoling them. Before he died, after the supper, he gave us an extraordinary example how to serve men in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 13. Please read it. Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, what I am doing you do not know now, but afterward you will understand. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me. When he had washed their feet and taken his garments and resumed his place, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. This is our Jesus, who came to serve, not to be served. This is greatness. This is holiness. You know, you see, the title of the Pope. You know the Pope who is? The vicar of Jesus. But his title is servant of the servants of God. All of us, we are servants of one another. Let us follow Jesus. Let us serve to all men, older and younger. When we serve them, we serve Jesus. And someday we will be rewarded for that. Maybe we will be put at the right hand of Jesus. So may God give us this light of faith to see in every face of man and woman this image of Jesus, and without asking any cost, do it for love. God bless you.